This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana State House. I'm Sue Lincoln.
I don't have a warm, fuzzy feeling about this.
A House-approved constitutional amendment to dedicate state funds for higher education was shot down in the Senate Finance Committee late last week. Committee Chair Jack Donahue supported the concept, but was reluctant to lock up any more state dollars.
The legislature at this time does not have the appetite to go through and protect all those things because in the years where we have difficult budget times, which truth of the matter is that's all we know, we don't have the ability to do what needs to be done with the budget.
In the 40 years of Louisiana's current constitution, 175 amendments have been added, the majority requiring certain levels of state spending on certain programs. Only higher education and health care have remained unprotected. HOMA Senator Norby Chabert and House Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger discussed that problem.
The way that the posture of the Constitution currently exists, since we're not going to raise any revenue, we may need to look down the line and see what we can do, possibly a constitutional convention.
What keeps resonating with me is the concept that either we should undedicate everything or we should look to dedicate more things.
Bills calling for a new constitutional convention were considered early in this session and immediately rejected. But the reality of coping with continuing budget deficits and 2016's upcoming billion-dollar fiscal cliff seems to have some legislators wishing they could reconsider. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.